And Granny said, I believe that was our ring.
Well, it might not have been, but it sure sounded like it to me. Won't you answer?
Hello, jot them down, store.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This is Lyman Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
I believe that's about straight now. Just fasten your wire now, Abner. I believe you got it.
Well, I reckon just them three wires is going to hold it.
Yeah, that'll hold it. Come on, get out off the ladder before you fall and break something. Are you ready to start decorating the tree now, Lum?
Yeah, let's get this stuff on there. Them young ones will be coming in here directly.
You'll start getting your Santa Claus outfit on, Mr. Lum.
Well, we got to get the tree decorated first. Come on, get up, Abner. Don't be sitting down now.
What
about that box of trimmings the Ladies' Aid Society brought over, Granddad?
Why, let's see. Oh, they're sitting around the back of the tree, I believe. Here's them sweet gum balls. I've run out of tin foil. I can't kill no more of them.
Well, that ought to be enough. Get that box of trimmings around there back of the tree, Cedric. Better see what we got here first.
Well, now, what do you want to do with this cotton here, Long? Never did know why they brung it over.
Well, we want to tear it up in little bitty pieces and scatter it around over the tree there so it'll look like snow.
Snow inside the schoolhouse this way?
Why, sure. That's the way they always decorate a tree.
Well, the young'uns will know it never snowed inside a schoolhouse.
Now, Abner, I ain't got time to stop and argue with you about everything we do. If you don't want to help, just sit down there on one of them school desks and keep out of the way.
I ain't trying to start no argument. I just wondered.
Is these there, Mr. Long?
Now, yeah. Sit them there on the desk, Cedric. Better open up that box and see what the hell they got in there, though.
Yes, Mom.
Well, here comes Squire driving up out in front now, Long. Good. Better go out there and help him unload that stuff, Grandpap. Some stuff Dick Huddleston sent over.
Yeah, Dick will be over himself with some more stuff here directly, too.
Boy, look here, Mr. Long. Looks like a whole box full of popcorn.
Yeah, that's to decorate the tree with, Cedric, ain't it, Long?
That's right. It's all strung on thread, just like stringing beads. All you gotta do is take that and drape it around over the tree. Wait a second. What's this here? Oh, well, now, ain't that nice? A big star to put right up on top of the tree.
Well, somebody's going to get the thing up there now. Ought to put that on before we put the tree up.
Well, I never knowed it was in the box there. Well, we can stand on the step ladder. No, it ain't high enough for body to reach the top of the tree, is it?
No, I'm scared not.
Yeah, let's see here.
Well, Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
Come in, Squire. Come in.
Well, see, that's a fine tree you've got there. Stately, good foliage.
Cedric went over there to Shady Mountain this afternoon and got it.
Well, good. Say, I brought over a load of toys and candy from Dick Huddleston's place, all I could carry. He'll be coming over here himself pretty soon with some more, he said.
Well, good for Dick. Just set it down on the floor, Squire. We'll get to it in a minute.
What in the world's in this box here, Squire? It weighs a ton.
Why, I believe that's some of that Christmas mixed candy, Grandpap. You know, the kids just love that.
Oh, my, yes. They'll get a tiny enjoyment out of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mom, this was a great idea you had, putting on a Christmas tree for the children.
Yeah?
You know, there's a lot of little lads and lasses around here. It wouldn't have had any Christmas otherwise.
Well, I'm just glad of the chance. I've been so busy with the mule derby and the mule naming contest and the beauty contest, too. I never thought of it till yesterday.
Well, it's a shame you couldn't have given away that prize on your mule naming contest before Christmas, Mom. Been sort of a nice Christmas present for somebody.
Yeah, it would, but it can wait, Squire. Folks are too busy with Christmas to bother about naming a mule right now. Young'uns is the most important thing this time of year.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Well, sir, I would like to be on the receiving end of that prize myself, though.
Well, you've got just as much chance as anybody else, Squire. Just send in a mule's name and give your reason why you thought of that particular name.
Yes, I know the rules, Mom. Well, here, let me help you something here. Let me get busy.
Yeah, Squire, you and me might as well start tying these sweet gum balls on the tree. I've got them all covered with tin foil.
Well, now, they do look nice, don't they? Well, sir, there's nothing quite as eye-catching as a sweet gumball covered with tin foil. Oh, pardon me, Abner. I didn't see you carrying that ladder there.
Yeah, set that ladder down there, Abner. Now, they're over here by the tree. Yeah. Now, get up on the ladder there, and I'll hand you this tore-up cotton. Just scattered it around on the tree.
Well, now, if I'm going to get up on this thing, somebody's got to stand here and hold it.
Go ahead. I've got it. Go ahead.
Say, who's going to act as Santa Claus, Mom?
Well, I reckon I... Oh, for goodness sake, get off my finger, Abner.
Well, get your hand off the step there. Them steps is for feet.
Well, I'd just at least do it myself.
Now, hold it steady.
Don't them sweet gum balls look nice, Squirrel?
Oh, it's fine, Grandpa. Fine.
Yeah, I'm just taking some tin foil.
Yeah, fine. Grand Pepper.
I never finished telling you how I done it.
Well, I know, Grand Pepper. Look now.
Abner, don't throw all the cotton in one place. Scatter it around some. Well, you've got it there. Looks like there might be a hole in the roof.
Oh, yeah.
As any as I've got to be getting over home directly and get that Santa Claus outfit on, too.
Are you going to put the toys right on the tree, Lum?
No, I thought I'd just fill up a cotton sack full of them and come in the back window there and have the young'uns line up and march by the tree here, and I can just hand each one of them a present as they come by.
I'm out of cotton, Lum.
Well, that's all there. Come on down, and I'll put you to doing something else.
Now hold that ladder now.
I've got it. Grandpap, take those gumballs. Oh, for goodness sake, watch where you're stepping.
Oh, excuse me, I wasn't looking.
Well, now you've got both my hands now. I hope you're satisfied. Here, take this star now and see if you can get it up there on the top of the tree.
You mean clean up there on the tip top?
So, see, Squire, you kind of mold the tinfoil in amongst the little points on the sweet gumball.
Yeah, look nice, Grandpap. Don't bother me. I'm putting these bells on the tree now. Yeah.
The star ought to be up there on that top twig right next to the ceiling, Abner.
Well, I don't know how in the world I'll get up there unless I climb the tree.
Well, man, it seems right to me that star should have been put on there before you put the tree up.
Yes, we were just talking about that, Squire, but we didn't know we had it till we unpacked that box the Ladies' Aid Society sent over a while ago. You ought to be able to chin up that tree, Abner. I saw you go up work once and that to get a possum out of it.
Why, yes, sir. We could hold the tree for you, Abner, so it won't topple over, so don't worry about it now.
Yeah, go ahead, Abner. Don't waste so much time.
Yeah. All right. Hand me the star. I'll try one.
Well, you go ahead. I'll hand it to you when you get up there a ways. Now, get up under them lower branches there.
Don't be just
Peter
sticks
the
fellow's hands awful bad, you know.
Yeah, grab a hold there,
Squire. I've got it,
Grandpap. Careful now, don't shake none of them sweet gumballs off. I got them covered with tinfoil. That's tinfoil on there.
Well, sir, now, I never would have known that, Grandpap, if you hadn't told me three or four times.
Oh, you noticed them, huh?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did, Grandpap.
You look fine, Grandpap.
There's a kind of a knack to it. You see, you take the tinfoil.
Oh, yes, I know, Grandpap. Yes, they're awfully pretty.
About wore out, you know it. Right now, I work myself to a frazzle.
Wore out?
Work to a frazzle.
You ain't turned a hand just to stand around here and tell the rest of us what to do.
You pay attention to what you're doing up there. I'll get to my end of it.
Yes, watch it there, Abner. Be careful now what you're doing.
Come on, Abner. If I never know better, I swear you's a possum going up that tree there.
I don't want no smart aleck talking to you, Grandpa.
Leave old Garfield tree if he's seen you up there.
If I look like a possum up here, you look like a hound dog sitting down there looking at
me. Now, wait a minute. Let's don't have no argument.
Is this high enough, Willem?
No, clean up to the top.
Well, I'm up to the top now. These
limbs
are just awful little up here.
Yeah, you can get a little higher there. Got to go right up on the top.
Well, I'll try.
I reckon I could be draping that popcorn around the tree while he's doing that.
Why, yes, I think that's a good idea. Me and Grandpap can hold a tree all right, I'm sure.
Where is that popcorn, Grandpap?
I don't know. It's sitting right over
here. Look around there back of the tree, Lum.
What is it?
It's Cedric. He's got them decorated back there.
Yes, Cedric, don't be decorating the back end of the tree. Won't show back. Wait a minute. What are you doing? What have you got in your mouth?
Mold.
One, two, goodness. What did he say? Look here, Squire. That blended Cedric can sit there and head up about 9 yards of this popcorn. Cedric, I want to...
Wait. Look out, Abner.
What are you doing, Abner?
Look here.
Take it, Grandpap.
Oh,
now, that's a fine how you do. Now, fine how do you do, I must say. My grannies have found out one thing. Christmas is for the children, not the grown-ups.
Yes, Christmas is for the children, all right, but men will be boys. Just a minute, we'll come back to Lum and Abner.